This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we head to our nation's capital to check in with Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, a familiar face, Tom Vilsack, expected to be approved as the next Agriculture Secretary by the U.S. Senate tomorrow.
Yeah, Secretary Vilsack made a laughing remark to it being Groundhog Day and the fact that it seemed like it was 2009 all over again, because that's when he was first confirmed to be Agriculture Secretary at the start of the Obama administration. And now here we are 12 years later, and he's about to be confirmed again to be Agriculture Secretary, this time for the Biden administration. He made a point, though, of clarifying that he's not the same person, nor are the challenges facing agriculture exactly the same. What I will say, Bill, is that a lot of us in production agriculture, of course, are going to be looking to USDA to see how it can continue to help dairy farmers and others deal with the ongoing effects of the pandemic. Hopefully things will get better and then we turn the corner. But again, like the Groundhog Day reference, some days it just seems like we face the same thing day after day, week after week. Hopefully that'll turn around here after this winter. One of the things that was different this time compared to 12 years ago is that there's a lot more interest on the part of all of us in agriculture about the effects of climate change, and more specifically, what can be done through USDA to set up a system where farmers can help contribute to the mitigation of the factors leading to climate change and also get compensated for doing so. So one of the most important exchanges in the hearing on Tuesday for Secretary Vilsack was whether USDA has the ability to use the Commodity Credit Corporation to help fund a carbon bank, essentially a tool that would be used to compensate farmers for doing things to sequester carbon so that it doesn't get emitted and increase the amount of greenhouse gases in the environment. So I think there's still an open question about that. Vilsack was encouraging in his remarks for that. I think some of the Republicans in the Senate Ag Committee are a little less confident that the CCC can be used for things like purchasing carbon credits. So that's something that's going to have to play out here this spring.
As you say, the Senate could confirm Vilsack as early as tomorrow for Agriculture Secretary. What are some of the other concerns or issues that he's brought up?
Yes, and this will be of interest to this administration. It's just the whole issue of leveling the playing field. Vilsack talked about the need for bold action to squash the record of racial discrimination within USDA and its related agencies. And that was something where some of the people who've been critical of his nomination, it's not a large number, but that was one of the main points that they've raised, is that they want to see a stronger record on issues of racial justice than what would have happened 10 or 12 years ago. So that's something that he will be paying closer attention to. One of the other things that we're going to be working on, and this will involve Congress as well as USDA, there was discussion about nutrition programs. Congress is interested in reauthorizing child nutrition programs. That's something that the incoming chairperson of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, has talked about as being a priority for her. That's always very important for those of us in the dairy sector, because those child nutrition programs provide a good basis for encouraging the consumption of milk and yogurt and other dairy products. So the fact that you've got the chairperson of the Ag Committee as well as the incoming USDA secretary talking along those lines, that augurs well for us being able to do some new things with nutrition programs here in 2021.
Yeah, full plate for sure. The agriculture secretary coming on board, you know, his previous jobs coming from the dairy sector.
Absolutely. It's coming from the CEO position of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. And there have been a number of senior people already appointed to USDA who've actually started their position. And a number of them were also people who worked in the Obama administration. So oftentimes when you have a new administration, you pull in people who are very green at their jobs, and they spend the first at least 6 months figuring out the lay of the land. And that's not going to be the case either for Vilsack or for some of his top lieutenants who've already been appointed to their new position. So we do expect that things will ramp up quite quickly here at USDA once the Senate does confirm him. And by the way, Bill, as we were talking about this on Wednesday, there's not a definite schedule for when the full Senate will confirm Tom Vilsack's nomination, but we do expect that that could happen as early as Friday.
Thanks for the update, Chris, from our nation's capital. Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More info at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.